Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Ann Judas Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Rosado as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 46-year-old woman who, again, reports she was injured at work on 9/25/10. Apparently, she was cleaning a patient's bed, and the bed was broken, causing injury to her back. Apparently, she did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of 4 herniated discs. These were repaired with fusion in January 2022. Perchi continues to receive pain management as recently as 1/2/24. Besides that, she denies any subsequent treatment or injuries to the involved areas. I have not been provided with any new medical documentation. We were already in receipt of the records you have currently sent. Physical exam. Extremities lower to normal. Check for prior deep tendon reflexes. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with physiologic gait with no assistive device or foot drop. She was able to slowly walk on her heels and toes. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Active flexion was to 60 degrees and extension to 20 degrees. Bilateral rotation and the side bending were accomplished fully. She punched straight leg raises and maneuvers at 40 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. I will now try to describe the scars that were visible. In the left inguinal area was a 4-inch oblique scar that she attributes to a childhood event. In the midline of the thoracolumbar region was a scar measuring 5 inches in length. In the right lower paralumbar region was a scar measuring 1.5 to 2 inches. In the right buttocks was an oblique scar measuring 2 inches in length. At the left parathoracic area was the scar that measured 1.5 to 2 inches in length. This appears to be the same as the 4 linear scars in the lower right paralumbar region. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, Ms. Rosado has filed for the second injury fund. She had been awarded 60% permanent partial disability of the lumbar spine with a credit of 25% on 7/29/15. This was for the orthopedic and neurologic basis. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. There were several healed surgical scars on the back. She had somewhat inconsistent deep tendon reflexes for which you need to see the prior report. She could walk on her heels and toes slowly. She changed positions fluidly, She punched straight leg raises maneuvers at 40 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. This is not clinically consequential. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as stated previously and will be marked. That is the end.